Welcome back to the Jason Rand Show on AM 770 KTTH and 94.5 FM on the Greater East Side. The president today declared a state of emergency. The same has been done here in Washington State, but also cities have declared their own cities to be in a position of an emergency response due to the coronavirus. I thought we would check in on some of the smaller cities that are dealing with the same issues that the larger cities are, but oftentimes they're doing so with less resources. Joining me on the line is Covington City Councilmember Christina Soltis. Welcome back to the show, Councilmember.
Thank you, Jason, for having me again.
So when Covington declares itself in a city of emergency or state of emergency, what does that actually mean?
So while we are a small city, we still do have activities that go on within the city. We have a pretty fantastic rec program that gets filled within minutes. Our aquatic center is one of the most popular things that we have within the city. So we see a lot of traffic in this small city. Now, as to answer your question, I believe, as what the emergency state means for us, unfortunately, that does also mean for us, like for most cities, that we're going to be abiding by Governor Inslee's prohibition of gatherings of, 250 or more. And we're taking extra precautions in closing the aquatic center. The spring soccer has been canceled. All the city staff that can were recommended to work from home. The rec program has been canceled. In fact, staff meetings should be kept under 10 participants and required to sit 6 feet apart. We're doing most of the things that other cities are doing. Granted, we're happy to say that we still, as of this morning, do not have any positive cases of COVID-19 in Covington.
What's the level of concern that you will and that you're prepared for that? Because it certainly seems, much like the flu spreading, that it's bound to happen in your community the same way it's going to happen in many others.
Well, sure. And it's one of those things. It depends on who you ask, If you ask somebody who's young, strong, and healthy, their concern isn't great. If you look at Costco and base the severity of the concern based on toilet paper, we're very concerned. Costco has not been able to keep stock of any kind of paper for more than 10 minutes upon opening. I actually was there yesterday morning. I asked specifically. That part seems ridiculous. But honestly, overall, Covington has been great. I feel like everybody's been aware. They've been cautious. They're taking the regular precautions as recommended. But I don't see any heightened and hyper sensitivities to, no extreme measures have been taken by the civilians in Covington.
Well, that's certainly good, because I can tell you I've noticed more tension. It's not a panic, but it kind of feels like we're getting to a point where the panic is starting to set in. And I think a lot of that has to do, council member, with the fact that, people's lives now are legitimately impacted. Not only do you have kids staying home from school, you've got businesses that are closing down. You certainly have no more sporting events and theaters that you can go to and sort of escape. And I wonder, council member Christina Soltis of Covington, how much of that are you worried about?
Oh, you just touched on about five different subjects that we can, indulge in. But sure, our small businesses, yeah, they're suffering. They're definitely suffering. I actually had a lunch meeting today, and I was happy to see other people within this place of food gathering, because ultimately I hear small, restaurants are really struggling. The recommendation is to buy gift cards with the expectation of using them down the line. Schools, I also have heard of some of our neighborhoods actually uniting and gathering on Nextdoor, on Neighborhood Watch. And, this is a perfect opportunity for our neighborhoods, for our residents, for our cities to come together and really work together. Although we can't have group settings of more than 250, but I think it is reasonable so what I heard was that certain mothers that do stay home are being helpful and are willing to stay with, an organized group of children whose mothers, whose fathers, whose parents cannot afford to stay home. And I really like that inclusivity. I think it's just it just speaks for our community as a whole, specifically Covington. I know we're kind of a family here. We're one of the smaller cities, but I take pride in the fact that, you know, we really are like a family here, and it's time for us to help each other.
Just joining us, we're talking with Covington City Council Member Christina Soltis about the community response, the city response to the coronavirus outbreak. They haven't yet, thankfully, had a case of coronavirus, but the truth of the matter is, the unfortunate reality is, it's likely that at some point, like most cities out there, they will have to deal with this in a more urgent way. You know, you make the point that you're a small city, and yes, that's awesome that you've got that close-knit community, but it also means, generally speaking, that the finances are not there, the resources are not there. So how much do you rely on King County or the state when it comes to addressing some of the concerns about the small businesses?
Well, we do know that there are grants that the state is handing out, well, not handing out, but that are made available to small businesses that have been greatly affected by this default in income and in funds. As a whole, our city, I haven't heard back from specific businesses, but we plan on continue on what we're doing and just being aware. Now, you asked about how our city is dependent on the state. That is one of the reasons why we declared a state of emergency yesterday. Like any city, we are going to be hit with this. The fact that this is going to spread it's not a secret.
Yeah.
It's going to spread. Unless we quarantine the world, which is what it would take, because just quarantine.
Yeah, we're very clearly right now in the slowdown period of the coronavirus. And again, the good news in all of this is that in the vast majority of cases, unless you happen to be an elderly person or have some kind of underlying health condition, it will feel like a bad flu. And if that's the worst that comes out of this panic, then we're going to be okay. The question is, can we make sure that the most vulnerable communities don't get hit by this? We wish you, of course, the best of luck in the city of Covington. We've been talking with Covington City Council Member Christina Soltis. Christina, thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me again.
Absolutely. You're listening to The Jason Rand Show. When we come back at the top of the hour, we're going to dive into what the new directives coming from the governor actually mean. Plus, we're going to check in with LA and the United Kingdom to see how they are dealing with the coronavirus. You're listening to The Jason Rand Show.